And how many's met that man from Galilee? And how many's been changed by that man from Galilee? You can be seated. Amen. I'm thankful that I have been changed. I can testify to that fact. And the good thing about being changed is when you look back on it, you realize there's nothing you could have done. By faith we receive it, but you did not change yourself. God changed you. And one of Paul's major themes throughout his epistles is that it's grace. It's by the grace of God. He begins it with grace, and he ends it with grace. Friend, I'm thankful that God is a gracious God, that he sent his only begotten Son to this earth so that I could be saved, that I don't have to be in bondage, but that I can be free in Christ Jesus. Amen. Tonight, Brother Robbie is going to be preaching for us. And Brother Robbie does a lot of work around here besides preaching for us. And Brother Robbie's a wonderful man, and I appreciate him, and I'm looking forward to what he has to say. So come on, Brother Robbie.
Amen. When the Bible says, amen, when we become new creatures in Christ, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. As Brother Grant said, the only way to do that, amen, is by faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Through faith in Jesus Christ. So good to be here tonight. Appreciate, amen, the opportunity to preach tonight. Appreciate Brother Austin, amen, inviting us and to preach tonight. And I want the Lord to help us. Amen. I want the Lord to speak to us tonight. Don't think I'll be very long at all tonight. If you would, turn to Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah chapter 4. And, amen, I just appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Appreciate all of his blessings. Appreciate him for giving us the strength, amen, to be able to work for him. Amen. We just appreciate everything the Lord's doing here. And, you know, different people was asking me. I guess Brother Ralston told us Sunday about kind of what was going on. I had different people asking me about the surveyors and different things out here. He said, what are they doing? I said, I don't know. I said, I guess they're getting it ready. And then Brother Ralston, our pastor, told us about the engineer and different things. And how many knows, you know, the Lord is you know, air, we talk about the day of baptism of Pentecost, the day of Pentecost, we talk about that rushing mighty wind, and we talk about that air in motion. You know, wind is air in motion. And how many knows that God is always doing something? Amen. I don't know if it's kind of an oxymoron to say a stagnant Christian, because if you got the Spirit of God in your life, you're always doing something. God always has you working. He has you doing something for his kingdom. And I'm so glad to be part, amen, of that here. Appreciate everything the Lord is doing. I appreciate everything I've seen God do here since I first came, I guess, what, 7, 8 years ago. Appreciate, amen. I'm just amazed. It seems amazing what the Lord has done in a short period of time. And I remember when I first got here, how the Lord, you know, how Brother Austin talked about the Lord laying on his heart and different things, like to see a college started and different things of that nature. And Bible literature being written and everything, and we see just a short time later, amen, it's happening, amen. Sometimes it don't take God that long. Sometimes it seems like it's going to take that long, but we appreciate, amen, just being part of tonight. Zechariah chapter 4, the angel that talked with me came again and walked me as a man that waketh out of sleep, and he said to me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick, all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and 7 lamps thereon, and 7 pipes to the 7 lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and 2 olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and one on the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? The angel that talked with me answered and said to me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid a foundation of this house, his hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you, for who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel, with whose 7 they are in the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Verse number 10, the first part of that verse says, who hath despised the day of small things? You may be seated. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Lord, help me tonight. I'd like to preach to us tonight on simple thought. When God uses a little. When God uses a little. Amen. Here in Zechariah, we understand in chapter number 4. Amen. The Lord's given Zechariah a vision, if you will. He's showing him that candelabra that we all know that goes inside that the temple. It's the only light that you find in the temple. It's the only light source, if you will, in the temple. And we understand that back in those times, we find in 1 Samuel, the Bible tells us that there were times when they had to add oil. They had to add olive oil, if you will, to that lamp because certain times of day because it would tend to go out if you did not. Amen. So they had a certain time frames that they knew it was about time to get up. And the Bible tells us that it was that time when God spoke to Samuel. It was Aaron's before. It was time for the lamp to go out. Time to add some more oil to that lamp. But here in this vision, God lets Zechariah know, listen, there's two. He showed him these two olive trees, and that represents a constant supply. How many believe that it's God's will? Amen. For us to have a constant supply, amen, of God's anointing tonight. Amen. We don't have to let it get low. Young people, you don't have to go from week to week. You don't have to run on empty. Amen. But you can have a constant supply, amen, of God's Spirit, of the oil of God in your life. He also tells us that maybe there's a mountain in front of Zerubbabel. We understand how that he had a much opposition in building this temple. But the angel of the Lord told Zechariah, he says, oh, thou great mountain. I don't know what mountain he was talking about, but that no doubt represents an opposition. He says, oh, great mountain, before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. How many understand tonight that no matter what opposition you're facing, whenever God's in your life, young people, when you're doing what God wants you to do, when you're obeying the perfect will of God, it don't matter what the opposition, God can move it out of your way. Amen. No doubt Nehemiah had much opposition when he was trying to build those walls around Jerusalem. Amen. But he kept on working. Amen. With a sword in one hand and a brick or some rubble in the other hand. He kept on working for God. No matter what opposition, don't allow. Anytime you do anything for God, anytime he calls you to do something for him, you can rest assured there's going to be some opposition. But tonight we understand that God, the angel says, for who hath despised the day of small things? Sometimes we understand the Bible tells us, amen, that it's sometimes the small things, amen, in life that have the greatest impact. We understand in James 3:3, he says, behold, we put bits, a small piece of metal, bar inside of a horse's mouth, and they obey us. When you turn that bit, amen, it turns the body of that entire horse. He says, behold also, the ships which though they be so great and are driven with fierce winds, yet they are turned with a very small helm. Hey, listen, no matter, you've got to be careful. No matter how great you think you are, no matter how, amen, spiritually big you think you are tonight, you've got to make sure that you're heading in the right direction. He says, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. We also understand in 1 Corinthians 5:6, know you not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Now Paul here is talking about sin. Amen. You've got to be careful. You've got to make sure. He says, purge out therefore the old leaven. You've got to make sure that it's all gone. It's all swept away. It's all covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. For the Bible says in the blood
blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. Very quickly, just the Jews on that Passover night, amen, they would take a candle. They would take a dove feather and a spoon, and they would go through that house looking for those pieces, amen, of leaven in that house. For God had told them, amen, I'm so glad. If we'll let the Holy Ghost, amen, He will search us. He will shine the light on that thing, that little thing in our life that maybe come to grow to be a great matter in our life. But then in Matthew 13, Jesus Christ likened leaven unto the kingdom of heaven. For He said the kingdom of heaven is likened unto leaven which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. You see, yeast, leaven is known by its diffusive power. It spreads out. It does not, it refuses to stay in one place. It changes the state of its environment by changing the particles it comes into contact with into its own nature. Hey, that's what God wants every child, blood-born, born-again child of God to do. Amen, is to have an effect on this world around you. Amen, not to allow this world to affect you, but for you to affect your surroundings. Oh, God, help us right here tonight. Lord, help us to be like that leaven. Lord, help us to change the environment. Help us to so live that we change the atmosphere everywhere we go. Oh, that yeast eats those. Heats up, you know, its surroundings. It eats the sugar. It causes carbon dioxide. It causes that. I'm telling you what, dead yeast tastes pretty good in them yeast rolls, though. Oh, yes. And it grows and it grows and gets bigger. And fire's the only thing that'll kill leaven. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, I want, amen, to change the atmosphere for the better everywhere I go. Micah 5:2 also says, concerning small things, but thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah. Hey, you might be here tonight is what I'm trying to say. And you might be thinking, I'm just a small part in the church. I really don't have a lot seem like to do. Amen. My, you know, maybe my name is not that great, but I'm here to tell you tonight. Maybe you're here and you say, I can't sing or I can't play an instrument like some. I can't preach as good, amen, as some. But I'm here to tell you that God's still got a purpose for you. Listen, young person, God wants to use you. God can use. It don't take much. If you'll just give God what little bit you have, He can use you greatly. Though thou be little among the thousands of Judah. Amen. Wasn't a great city. What is a very, very big city? But God says, yet out of thee shall He come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, even or from everlasting. Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight, God can use the small thing. You say, I just don't seem like have a lot. Amen. My family might not have a lot, this, that, and the other. But I'm here to tell you throughout the Bible, oh, it was people that simply obeyed God. It was people that said, Lord, here I am if you'll use me. Amen. Whatever thy hand findeth to do, the Bible says, do it. Amen. Mightily do it heartily as unto the Lord. I'm here to tell you, Shamgar, he did not have an army with him. That day he defended his field. All he had, young folks, was an ox goad in his hand. But with an ox goad, that small staff, he was able to slay over 600 men in the field that day. It was with a jawbone that Samson was able to kill all those Philistines. Oh, yes. You say it's not by might. The Bible says here in Zechariah, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit. Amen. Some people may think that Samuel looked like some, amen, huge guy. I really don't know. Amen. By all, from what I've studied, it could be that he looked like an ordinary, everyday man. But when the Spirit of the Lord got on him, I'm here to tell you, if you'll yield yourself to God, your name don't have to be great. Amen. You don't have to be the biggest among the thousands. But God can use you tonight. Whoever would have thought that God would take a little shepherd boy, amen, against the champion. The Bible says he was a champion. Oh, yes, and David came into the camp. His father had sent him down there to find out how the war was going. Oh, no doubt he thought maybe they should be back home by now. They should have made quick work of those Philistines. I mean, we got God on our side, don't we? Amen. But here they are for many days. This Philistine comes out. Oh, yes. He defies the God of Israel. And it was too much for David to handle. And something rose up inside of David. And even when his brother said, "You won't be able to do it. We know what you're really all about." And Saul said, "You're not going to be able to fight without this armor." David said, "Just give me a sling and give me a stone and we'll see what God can do with a little." What about Elijah? What about Elijah? Amen. When God told him to go to Zarephath. Amen. The brook is dried up. Oh, the ravens. Amen. Are not going to come anymore and feed him. God said, "I want you to go to Zarephath. I'm going to cause a widow woman to sustain you." And when he gets there, amen, he walks up to this woman gathering a few little sticks. Amen. The picture don't look too good. And he says, "Would you go, amen, get me a drink, get me, bake me a cake." And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth." Amen. Notice she says, "The Lord thy God." Amen. She did not serve Jehovah God. But something about Elijah let her know that he was God's man. And he was a servant of the Most High. She says, "Amen, all I've got is a handful of meal and a little bit of oil, and me and my son is going to make a cake. We're going to eat it and we're going to die." When God uses a little, all I got is a little handful of flour. Amen. I don't know. Amen. The Bible tells us about Elisha. Amen. A widow comes to him. Oh, yeah, she's in trouble. The creditors have come to take her children away. Can't pay her bills. Many scholars say her husband was Obadiah. Amen. He had all those people. I believe it was Obadiah. He had all that hid those men from Jezebel, the men of God. Amen. The prophets of God and different ones from Jezebel when she was trying to kill him. Oh, yes. Amen. He says, "What do you have in the house?" And she said, "I've just got a little cruse of oil." I'm here to tell somebody tonight. Amen. I don't know. You saying I ain't got a lot. But I'm here to tell you, God can use what little bit you got if you'll just give him a handful of what little bit you got. If you'll give him that small bullet of all, if that's all you got, he'll do great and mighty things. For the space of 2 years, I believe it was, God sustained Elijah and a widow woman and her son with a handful. I know the King James says it was a barrel. Commentators, Hebrew, talks about it was earthen vessels, if you will. Earthen vessels that they'd put their flour into. Amen. And she scooped in there with her hand. Maybe she picked it up and poured it out and said, "This is all I have. This is all I have, Elijah." He said, "That's all I need. That's all we need when it comes to my God. It don't have to be full." Amen. For the next 2 years, you're about to see what God can do with the little. I'm here to tell you tonight, it don't take a lot of people. Thank God for them. But if we can get some to trust God with just a little. What about the lad with the two fishes and five loaves? Had to be willing to give up. Amen. I mean, everybody's hungry. His mama set the food with him. No doubt you know how it is. You ever seen somebody, amen, they get down the table, and man, I mean, they get their arms around the food, they're afraid you're gonna get some of it. Amen, they have their arms around it, you know. Amen, don't be messing with it. Amen, but this little boy's got his food, and everybody's talking about how hungry they are. Amen, but he didn't keep it to himself. No. Amen. They said, we've got so many. Amen. We can't afford to buy enough food for them. But somebody came to Jesus. They realized that he could do so much with just a little. And they said, there's a lad here, a young man, that's got two fishes and five loaves of bread. And that's all Jesus needed to feed over 5,000. Men, besides women and children, and they took up basketfuls because a young man was willing to let God use the little that he had. Rahab, what about that scarlet string that saved an entire family? What small string it was to hang out. Hey man, I don't know if that's where this song, I don't know if that's where the expression hanging. Empty about your hope being hanging on a string. Amen or not. But I'm here to tell you that's all the hope she had. Was it if I can hang this small scarlet thread outside my window? Amen. They promised me that me and my family, everybody that I could get inside my house was going to be saved when God judges Jericho. And it was that small thread, amen, that saved her, that saved her household. Amen. It was disciples. It was just a rope that the disciples used to let Paul down to safety. We don't know their names. The Bible don't record what their names were. But they were used mightily by God in letting Paul down that rope. Oh, what if they hadn't been willing to let him down? Hey, amen. What if? Oh, we wouldn't know. We understand that these disciples used that rope. Hey, amen. What about Mary and that pound of ointment? It's all just 1 pound of ointment. It's all it took for her to show her love to Jesus. Amen. For that ointment, all it took was 1 pound of ointment for the whole atmosphere to be changed. The Bible says the fragrance of that ointment filled all the house. Amen. It wasn't a lot. It was just a small pound. 1 pound of ointment that did it. Amen. What about Dorcas in the New Testament? The Bible says with her needle, amen, she sewed the coats and garments. Amen. I don't know. I just can't do much. Amen. But when this woman died, they called Peter and says she's such an asset to the church. She makes coats and garments. And she's a great alms giver. And she's been such a blessing. Hey, she didn't sing, the Bible says. The Bible says she wasn't anything else, amen, but a sower. But she did it for the glory of God. Well, I just can't do those big things. Well, Dorcas found her name in the New Testament because she used the needle and thread to sew coats and garments and sell them, amen, to give alms to the church for the furtherance of the kingdom. Amen. What about Gideon and his 300 men? Oh, it didn't take a lot. Just a man that was willing to obey what God told him to do. What about that widow that had that widow's mite? Only 2 mites is not a lot to me and you. No, but it was all that she had. And she finds herself in the pages of the New Testament because Jesus watched, amen, all those that had their increase come in. And the Bible says they gave of their increase. But this woman, when she came up, even though she didn't have much, she gave all that she had for the glory of God. I'm here to tell somebody tonight, if you'll let God use, maybe you don't have much, but if you'll take what you have and let God use it. Brother Mark's coming tonight. Small numbers. Amen. It don't take much to get the victory. Gain the victory with God on your side. Jonathan and the armor bearer, the only two, they went up that hill together. And Jonathan said, hey, God can save by much, and God can save by little. And we fixing to find out if he's going to save by little today. Amen. And he had the courage, and he had the strength. And his armor bearer said, I'm with you. Let's go do it. Amen. And oh, when they got to the place, amen, the Bible says that the fight pursued, you know, it started. The Bible says that God gave them the victory. Church, it don't tell. I thank God. I understand. I'm pretty sure the pastor's heart tonight would be that we run 300 or 400 or 500, because that's 500 souls. Amen. When you talk about numbers, you're talking about souls. Amen. I tell you what. Amen. I understand why I'm fixed to save. I'm saying this first. I remember when I filled in for a church, I'd say, the church can grow. I mean, if they were proud just to have their 12 people there each and every Sunday. And I never understood that. Why are you content with having 12 people? When the Bible says, go ye out into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. When God calls you to win souls. I can't understand that. But I understand this. Jesus said, we're two or three. Maybe you can't get to a church service where there's 200, 300 people. Jesus said, where there's two or three gathered together in my name, there am I. Will I be in the midst of them? Brother Kelly, I just don't have a lot of talent. You know, I know the Bible talks about those talents that the master gave out. I understand it's talking about money. I understand it's talking about silver and gold, those kinds of talents. Amen. I'm telling you, though, God has given every man a gift. Amen. You say tonight, oh, my gift just ain't. But amen, if you'll be faithful, if you'll be faithful to God in the small things, if you'll be faithful to God in the least of things, the Bible says he'll make you a ruler over many when God uses little things. As you're standing all over the house tonight, what about it? For some reason, my mind just couldn't get away from that widow woman. She's not even an Israelite. She's a pagan, so to speak. She don't even know God. But God says, I'm going to use you to be a blessing to my man. I'm going to use you. I'm going to visit your house for the next 2 years. I'm going to visit your house, even though you don't know me. I don't know why God sent him down there. Maybe it is tonight, somebody, you're here. And maybe you're like the widow woman there. You're not as close to God. She wasn't close to God. Maybe you're here and you really, you know, you don't know everything like some of the Israelites. She didn't know what all the Israelites were supposed to know. She didn't know what all the scholars and Levites and the priests knew about God. But for whatever reason, God said, I'm going to use what little bit you have to be a blessing, to sustain my prophet, to be a help to him. Can you imagine that woman? She didn't know much about God, but without fail, each and every morning, she goes, oh, I'm here to tell you, God proved himself to her. And I believe God wants to prove himself to somebody tonight. Maybe you're here and you say, but I don't know the Lord like some of these folks around here. I ain't been serving God as long as some of the people around here. Amen, but God still wants to use you. God still wants to use maybe what little bit of knowledge you got about him. Amen. What talent, what gift he did give you. He wants to use you. Amen. Tonight, I believe he wants to prove himself. Amen. To somebody tonight. And if you'll just let go. Amen. She had to trust Elijah. What if she said no? Amen. She'd have died. Her son would have died. I believe God would have made way for Elijah some other how. But I'm here to tell you, she wouldn't have seen God's miracle each and every day for about 2 years. Amen. She wouldn't know the rest of her life that God can do a miracle in my life. God uses, when God uses little things. Amen. Let's just come around the altar tonight. Let's ask God to help us. Amen. God uses.